This is a special presentation recorded on July 16th, 2022, with three clips from presentations made at the July, Virginia venue for the Reawaken America Tour. This first clip is by Dr. Simone Gold.
With a choice, save a patient's life or save her own job. It turned into an explosive event, daring to speak the truth that the government wanted to hide. It ended with a judge throwing a brave doctor with no criminal record into federal prison for 60 days on a misdemeanor trespass. A shocking and unprecedented miscarriage of justice. This despicable act has crossed the line. J6 is a fraudulent and fascist political weapon, and this absurd prison sentence is the ominous proof that nobody is safe from the jaws of the corrupted judicial system. If they can imprison Dr. Simone Gold, they can crush anyone, and they're coming for you. It's time to fight back. It's time to demand the restoration of justice and free speech. It's time to free Dr. Gold. Despite being a scheduled speaker at a free speech rally with a government-approved permit, despite being swarmed by a huge crowd with no way to escape after police began agitating them, despite being pushed inside through doors that were opened from the inside, despite respectfully proceeding through only public rotunda, statuary hall, and hallways, despite peacefully giving her speech and then complying with police when they asked her to leave, despite all this, the government violently arrested Dr. Gold with an FBI SWAT team raid, breaking open her door and terrifying her with assault rifles, shackling her and throwing her in jail for 2 days. She still suffers from PTSD as a result. For over a year since, she has been tortured by endless government harassment, all without any legal justification or due process. And now the corrupt judge from the Michael Sussman trial resulting from the Durham investigation has done the unforgivable. He stated outright falsehoods as justification for his personal animus against Dr. Gold as he slammed her with an utterly outrageous prison sentence. For an esteemed physician and attorney with decades of service to struggling minority communities and zero criminal record, enough is enough. We must unite and push back. Support the Free Dr. Gold mission right now so we can turn the tide of tyranny and save ourselves and our children. The future is only what you fight to make it.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay? Is it audible? Great. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here tonight. I promised Clay some time ago that I would explain everything that happened. I've been silent in the year and a half since the arrest, and now I'm here to tell you the events. I needed to go through my sentencing first, so you're hearing it really just about for the first time. And I share my story because I need you and people watching at home to understand the stakes. This is my particular story, but imagine this as you. As you know, when I came to national attention about 2 years ago, when I stood in front of the Supreme Court steps with a bunch of other physicians explaining that the lockdowns don't work, the masks don't work, and early treatment does work, and you shouldn't live in fear, at that moment, I became public enemy number one for the government and the media. And they tried very hard to silence me, and I became the most censored person on social media, best I can tell. We had 20 million views in 8 hours. It clearly would have been 100 million views by the next day. Because I was so widely censored on social media, I started speaking out in person everywhere I could. Churches, restaurants, homes, community halls, everywhere I could. Because you, the American people, needed to not live in fear, and you were being manipulated by the government and the media. So that's what I was doing. It so happens that I support anybody who wants to do peaceful political protests, but I was at the Capitol on January 6th not to protest the election results. That's the irony of this whole matter. I was there to speak, as I always do, on medical freedom, which ties back to our constitutional rights. That's my lane. That's what I speak about. I was an invited guest speaker. I show up to speak at the designated location. And very suddenly, without warning, the permitted scheduled speakers were all summarily canceled. To this day, we don't know why. It was very odd in retrospect. But there I was. As you know, I have a passion for speaking on this subject. So I'm there. I'm on the east side of the Capitol. The the images you've seen that look violent, like the spots of violence, best I can tell, were all on the west side. I can say for sure that the side I was on had no violence. It was peaceful. Literally, people were singing Kumbaya. There were people praying. There were grandmothers with strollers. That was the side I was on. I knew there were tens of thousands, if not more, coming behind me because I just walked from the ellipse. So I decided to go to the top of the Capitol steps to give my speech because I just feel an urgency to do this, much like a preacher, I suppose. So I'm there speaking, and of course people can't really hear me because it's just loud and tumultuous. But that's why I was physically at the top of the steps on the east, peaceful side of the building. The doors opened from the inside. There were thousands of people behind me. Everyone pushed to go inside. If I had had a choice, I couldn't have done anything but go inside. I would have called it involuntary. There's no way to not be trampled when thousands of people are behind you. That is how I came to find myself physically inside the Capitol. Much later, you know, the rest of that day, when, as you can see, video, they have video of everything, and everything I'm saying, I've also verified that my recollection is the same as the video. And all you ever see on the video is me being peaceful, of course. A person who preaches about saving lives, I abhor violence. Unnecessary violence, I should say. Unnecessary. Sometimes violence is necessary. But you won't find me committing acts of violence. That day, you know, when we left the Capitol, we had no idea of the lies they were going to tell the American people. I had no idea that I was just involved in something that would be sold to you and everyone as an insurrection. It was ludicrous. Now, a year and a half later, we all know you can't do an insurrection with no weapons, you know, really no planning, with the FBI in the middle, opening the doors from the inside. By the way, one of the funniest things, little points that you can hang on to, in the plea agreement that I decided to take, we all, whoever took a guilty plea, had to pay restitution. So they listed the amount of monetary damages to the Capitol from this insurrection. Would you like to know how much it was? It was $1,400,000 and change. And I think to myself, are these people serious? Who gets anything done in Washington, D.C. for $1.5 million? I mean, that was the extent of the damages that they're claiming. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I went about my business, and I went home. And 12 days later, and I'm taking it as a good sign, it was Martin Luther King's King Day. They come to my house in a violent arrest, and they arrest me. Here's what I want to share with you. If they had arrested me and charged me with entering and remaining in a restricted building, this I could understand. This is a question of fact for a jury to decide. But that is not what they did to me, and that's not what they're doing to these January 6th defendants. They are overcharging in a great way, and that's illegal. You may not realize this, but the prosecution are considered officers of the court. Officers of the court are held to a standard that's higher. They're not allowed to lie. They're not allowed to say things that they just believe. They can only say things that are factually true that they can prove. How come then they're charging people like me with 20-year felonies? 20-year felonies. They have everything on videotape, and they charged me and other people with 20-year felonies. It was so illegal to do such a thing. But that's why so many January 6th defendants are taking pleas. Because I do remember, I think, standing here about a year ago, and I said I would never take a plea. So I have to own up that I did say that. I'm a little surprised to find myself in this position. But at some point, I had an obligation not just to my own life, because God only gives us one life as far as we know on this planet, but also to lead the movement that's going to bring a better healthcare system. So I did what I had to do, and I took a plea for entering and remaining, which is a misdemeanor. Now, please raise your hand if you know anybody who's ever gone to federal prison for 60 days for a misdemeanor. And this is my point. I'm just the first. Not the first. There's many like me. But we are the tip of the spear. Tyranny is here. As you well know, there's people languishing in the jail system for 18 months pre-trial. That is illegal. Putting a non-violent, mid-career female in prison for 60 days with no pretense or allegation of violence in prison? Now, what I'm telling you is every single person who hears my voice has an obligation to do something. It doesn't have to be like me, but it has to be something, or you will lose your nation. Now, people wonder what will happen to all the various things that I'm working on when I'm away. The good news about the last 2 years is the most incredible people have risen to the top. You've met many of them at Clay Clark events. So I've built an incredible team at America's Frontline Doctors, and they are going to carry on without me, and I'm going to talk about how we're really going to introduce a new way of accessing ethical, honorable medical care, and we have that team in place as well. So don't fear. So what I wanted to say is while I'm away, I'll be away for 60 days, and many of you, thankfully, have been very supportive, and you might be wondering what's going to happen and what's happening with me. So we, other people, not myself, started a campaign called Free Dr. Gold. Free Dr. Gold, yes, it bears my name, but it stands for fixing the injustice and the tyranny that we're all going to experience, not just me. That's what that's about. FreeDrGold.com. And never doubt that this is a political persecution. At some point, I will release the transcript of the trial, and you will discover that the judge in my case spoke endlessly about his animosity towards America's frontline doctors. Okay? Because that's relevant, right? And he spoke endlessly about fundraising for America's frontline doctors as though I was profiting. You all know, who've been to my site, our site, America's Frontline Doctors, we bring lawsuits, we have citizen court, we have news, we have videos. And he was saying that I was profiting off of your hard-earned money. I think the other side can't even conceive of people like us. They can't even imagine it. But you'll read the transcript one day when I write it all, because I'll be having a little bit of extra time to write. We'll use it productively. But, you know, I'm a pretty positive person. So what I really am here to tell you today is what I'm so excited about. Right? We have a very dysfunctional medical system. We saw that blatantly the last 2 years, and I even saw it beforehand. There's many things wrong with it. One of the probably the biggest thing wrong is that the patient, the doctor does not work for the patient. The doctor works for, like everybody, for whoever pays the doctor. Who's paying the doctor? Overwhelmingly, it's really the government through Medicare, and everybody follows Medicare. Or sometimes it's a private insurance company which follows Medicare. Well, a person cannot serve two masters. And it's okay if your interest dovetails with the payer. But when they diverge, I had evidence this last 2 years that you will be the loser. Very specific evidence. Medicare patients who went into the hospital with COVID, the hospital was financially incentivized to give you remdesivir, which is lethal, or almost lethal, close to lethal in about 35% of the cases, and not to give you ivermectin, which is cheap and safe. Financially incentivized. Why? Because you are not the boss in that relationship anymore. It's the payer. That's the really biggest fundamental problem with our Medicare care system. Another almost as big problem is that we have an illness model. We have an illness model. We're taught almost nothing in medical school about how to stay healthy, how to be healthy. There's a wellness model. We could have built a whole healthcare system on a wellness model. So my dream was to put these things together, where you're in the driver's seat, you get to determine the, you know, how the relationship goes with the doctor, you get to pick the doctor, it reverts back to capitalism, but at a price that you can manage. And at the same time, we offer you really the wide range. Modern medicine, traditional medicine is very good for some things, like orthopedic care comes to mind. But it's not very good at keeping us generally healthy, which mostly comes down to lifestyle choices and additional information. Often that information comes from less traditional sources. It could come from a naturopath doctor, a functional doctor. It could come from a dietitian or an exercise coach. And let's not forget how important our spiritual health is. to our well-being. So goal care is a mix of all of those things. It's really my gift to you, the faithful, the people that believe in God, that know that there's a better way. And I ask you, please, to come and join us in the goal care community. You will not be able to access a goal care doctor unless you become part of the community. And I've spent almost 2 years really handpicking different doctors. So when you say, how can I say, come and be part of the community. This is something you can do. You can do. Everyone's like, what can I do? Well, this is something pretty easy. You come and join the community. You learn that you have to pay for things yourself. The government doesn't hand it to you. But we will also teach you how to wean you off the sick illness insurance model. I'm telling you, it's entirely doable. We've built it, and I invite you to come join us. We're doing an introduction right now for another couple of weeks. The price is the lowest it will ever be, and it's for you. We have classes on wellness, classes on nutrition, classes on, you know, exercise and movement. We have classes on how to get off prescription medicines and how to wean yourself off the insurance system. Please come and join us. Here's a taste.
Hello, America. I'm Dr. Simone Gold, founder of America's Frontline Doctors, and I'm thrilled to bring you an invitation to join something extraordinary. We've all endured historic challenges in recent times, but my experience on the front lines as an emergency physician in 2020 prepared me to quickly recognize the deception and destructive policy that put us on a direct path to tyranny.
Enough. We must dispel the fear and corruption with a total commitment to truth, transparency, and freedom. Healthcare is out. Gold care is in.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dana Granberg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Leland Stillman.
Hi, I'm Christy Morrell.
I'm Dr. Chase Bradford.
I'm Katie Stevens.
Our team is reinventing what it means to provide responsible, patient-focused medical care in an environment of trust.
Gold Care Health and Wellness operates unlike any medical provider you previously experienced.
We don't take insurance. We take care of you.
Gold Care is designed to remove financial incentives that would keep you on an illness track.
We provide this through a private membership association.
This team cares deeply about excellence, and we protect both patients and providers from the corruption and medical malpractice that is rampant in the current system.
At Gold Care, your health is our highest value. If you want the absolute best care for yourself and your loved ones, and if you share our commitment to the fundamental values of integrity and liberty, joy and compassion, then we encourage you to join us. Visit goldcare.com to find a better path, both as patients and providers. We are ready for you.
I'm wrapping it up, and what I want to say, which I had forgotten, is Pastor Bishop Leanne Benjamin is our spiritual leader. Spirituality is an important part of this. And I just want to emphasize over and over, you must take action. When you join Gold Care, you're joining a community, not unlike joining a church in your neighborhood. It's that kind of thing that we're building. It's a freedom movement that, by the way, gives you excellent and honorable, unbiased medical information. This is for you, and you have to make it happen. God bless America. God bless Clay Clark.
The next speaker is Dr. David Martin, who is the founder and owner of the company M-CAM International, which has provided research and corporate advisory services to over 160 countries, and he has personally served as an advisor to the World Bank and many governments. Dr. Martin first came to the attention of the world when he was featured in the August 2020 documentary by Mickey Wills, called Plandemic Indoctrination.
For the people. But the reason why we don't hear about these committees is because you don't know what's on the screen behind me. And if you don't take any of the pictures during this entire weekend, make sure you get a picture of this. Because while the other side of this argument can sit there and cry about the loss of life, which, by the way, is a thing to cry about when 22 people get shot in a school. That's a terrible thing. But while that shooting was going on in hospitals right next door and all across Texas, you know what was happening? Kids were getting shot and killed. And the reason why we're not talking about it is because we didn't actually identify that this guy is more dangerous than an AR-15 will ever be. So let's call a spade a spade. If Houston Methodist Hospital can kill more children than go to the Uvalde School District, we're having the wrong conversation. Let me say that one more time, because apparently you didn't hear me. If we think that the conversation that we should be having is about assault rifles, we're having the wrong conversation, because while we're having that conversation, and while the left is telling us that bodily integrity is something that should be protected by the Constitution, they have no problem in the mass murdering of our children and our senior citizens. And let's call a spade a spade. The mass murderer in chief is Ralph Barrick, and we're calling him the mass murderer in chief because he knew that in 2002, when he filed the patent on, are you ready for this? The infectious replication defective spike protein of coronavirus, which was, let's unpack that for a second, because apparently the liberal media likes to tell us that we're not scientific enough. So let me school them on some science. Infectious means it's dangerous to the person. Replication defective means it's a weapon. It's meant to hurt the target. That's what a weapon is. Anybody need to go back to school and understand what I just unpacked there? Apparently that's too complex for the left to actually understand, because infectious replication defective coronavirus was what University of North Carolina Chapel Hill patented in 2002, before we even had the term SARS anywhere in our global dictionary. They made the weapon first. Ralph Barrick and the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill patented that weapon in 2002, months before the first SARS outbreak. Not to be outdone by his own invention of mass murder, he also decided in 2014 to invent another thing called remdesivir. Anybody familiar with remdesivir? The drug that, when it was used in Africa during an Ebola outbreak, killed 53% of the people who had it injected. Did you hear the number? 53% of the people who were exposed to remdesivir were killed. Yet that was the choice drug authorized by none other than Anthony Fauci and invented by, are you ready for this? Ralph Barrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in partnership with Gilead Sciences. You get a theme here? And then in November of 2019, does anybody remember when the China virus was supposedly China virus? Remember that was December 2019? Why is it that in November of 2019, Ralph Barrick, by his own admission, uploaded the spike protein sequence to Moderna Pharmaceuticals to start making an mRNA injection for a pathogen that had not yet existed? Hey, if anybody tells me this is a China virus again, I'm going to punch him in the face. It's not a China virus. It's a bioweapon developed by, perfected by, and economically enriching the people who overthrew this country in September of 2019. Don't tell me about a stolen election. Tell me about the coup d'etat that happened in September of 2019. Because that's what we should be concerning ourselves with. Don't fall for their story. Would it be as good as stolen elections? But it wasn't. It was a coup d'etat. And it was a coup d'etat done by none other than the architect of evil himself, Anthony Fauci. That photograph, people ask me all the time, they go, Dave, did Anthony Fauci get paid a lot of money to do this? You know, here's the bad news. No. You know what's worse? He sold his soul to do it. You take a short guy who in 1984 was appointed to terrorize the world into accepting a universal vaccine, which is the job he was hired to do by Reagan in 1984. In 1986, his first major political initiative is to make sure every vaccine manufacturer gets immunity protection so none of them are liable for the death and destruction that they create. And he gets that passed and signed into law by Reagan in 1986. That Anthony Fauci, that guy loved the day he got to stand in front of the President of the United States. And as the first unelected coup leader in this country, run the country, never having a single vote cast in any democratic process ever. And he became the leader of the free world. Think about what I just said. That, by the way, is worth more than any check he could have ever gotten. The photograph behind me is worth more than any check he could have ever gotten. A pathetic, mass-murdering psychopath standing at the dais in the White House in front of the president, telling the president how the country was going to run. That's a sociopath. That's a psychopath. And most importantly, on September 19th, when President Trump signed the executive order, he did not know when he signed it that he was signing the death sentence of hundreds of thousands of Americans. He didn't know that because Alex Azar, the director of the Health and Human Services Committee under the Trump administration, Alex Azar was leading the coup that was going to take down this democracy, and he got the president to sign his own death warrant on September 19th, 2019. It was a coup. And until we call it what it is, we're deluded. So call it what it is. Stop pretending that these things are, oh my gosh, it was the stolen election of 2020. Give me a break. The country was already stolen. The country was stolen. What do you expect in a stolen country? A free and fair election? What rock are you living under? The country was stolen. And then we had the theater of an election where you couldn't come and vote because you needed masks on, you needed social distancing, you couldn't go to places, you had to do it online. We had to have every form of reckless form of voting, which was remote this, that, the other thing. Is there any chance that the framers of the Constitution actually contemplated a world in which you could actually vote without ever assembling? By the way, did we think about that? Did we think about the fact that we have a constitutional right in our First Amendment that actually was overrun so that we could not exercise any of our rights? I told you there's a lot of bad news. And if you listen to any of my stuff, you hear a lot of the bad news because I seem to be a broken record. And for some mysterious reason, I seem to be the only one that's staying on the message all the time. This was criminal conspiracy. This was racketeering. This was agents of evil in this country committing treason in this country in 2017, 18, and 19. You know why I haven't had to change my message at all? Because it's true. You know, I haven't had to change any of my speeches. I haven't had any retractions. I haven't had to go get fact-checked. You know why? Because 2 years later, and hundreds of thousands of dollars rewards later, this film, which we asked anybody in the world to debunk, a single one of my statements, 2 years later, not once debunked. You know why? Because it's the truth. Oh, sure, they can attack my character because I wear a bow tie. That means I'm probably part of some secret society of butterfly-worshipping cultists. I do like butterflies. But if you read my book, Lizards Eat Butterflies, you find out I'm not pro-butterfly either. But we've got some wins on the board, ladies and gentlemen. In Florida, we got a federal judge who can read the law to actually take face masks off of airplanes. The Davalier Law Group, American Frontline Doctors, Leslie Manoukian, the Health Freedom Defense Fund, and our organization succeeded in informing a judge who was able to read and understand the law and do the cunning thing of actually reading a dictionary. I know it's advanced. The left says that we can't think for ourselves, but thankfully we can at least use dictionaries because we're old-fashioned enough. We can read a dictionary and we can go, oh, you mean sanitation does not include occluding someone's airway so they can't breathe? Is that what you mean? Yeah, that's exactly what we mean. And guess what? A judge in Florida figured that out. So all of us can breathe on buses and trains and airplanes. You're welcome. We're winning. On July the 6th, and for those of you counting, on July the 6th, that's just 3 days ago, we got another win. This one is in the federal case in Utah that we filed in March. Griner v. Biden. Let me say that one more time. Griner v. Biden. Doesn't that have a good ring to it? V. Biden. I think anything that includes V. Biden is something I'm pro right now. So, Griner v. Biden, we had the federal case argued on the 6th of July, just this Wednesday. And during that case, the Department of Justice dialed in a miserable performance where they sought a motion to dismiss the case. To dismiss it. Because clearly, the right to due process doesn't matter in this country, and it doesn't matter to this administration. But the great news is we have a federal judge in Utah appointed, are you ready for this, by Bill Clinton, an 83-year-old judge who sat and listened. And you know what? He actually asked good questions. Like, why doesn't the government explain why it needed to change the term vaccination to cover a thing that's not a vaccination? Oh, there's a little problem. And are you ready for this? When a Clinton-appointed federal judge in Utah at the age of 83 is smart enough to ask a question like, if you're running this charade called the pandemic, wouldn't it be a good idea to actually agree to some terminology that we can all use, like a vaccine should actually stop transmission or infection, like something like as simple as that? When that judge at 83 can ask the question and the government's attorneys can't answer, we win. And guess what did not happen on July the 6th? What did not happen is we did not have our case dismissed, which is what most judges around this country are doing. So guess what? We the people won again. And this one has a silver lining in it, because in the state of Utah, and by the way, while I'm on this little jaunt, let me make an observation. So far, and by the way, Clay Clark, give it up for Clay Clark, he has busted his tail to get me in front of as many attorneys general as possible. Attorneys general in Montana and Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri, and not one of them has had the decency of prosecuting the crime. Not one of them. Not for lack of effort. We're in a state of Virginia right now. Anybody familiar with the state of Virginia? Not a single part of the state of Virginia's law enforcement strategy under the new administration has lifted a finger to prosecute a single one of these crimes. So let's all be celebrating the great turnabout of the election that got us a Republican governor and a Republican attorney general who has done nothing, nothing to prosecute crimes against humanity. Nothing. For some reason, killing innocent children is acceptable, but critical race theory is a bridge too far. Sit with that uncomfortably for a minute. Why aren't we as pissed off about that as we should be? Why is the death and destruction of six-month-old babies okay, but we're perfectly fine getting up in arms about talking about getting rid of a statue of Pocahontas in Charlottesville. Really? Not on our watch, Virginia. Not on our watch, America. Let's start taking action where it belongs. These are crimes that need to be prosecuted, and we are actually pursuing these extremely aggressively. And we, by the way, currently are the only ones in the federal fight with felony crimes on the other side. You're looking at the leader of that prosecution. And I am proud to be one American standing against every single attorney general, every single district attorney, every single DOJ attorney. You're looking at one American who has the courage to stand, and all I'm asking of you is stand up and fight for this country. Stand up and fight for this state. Stand up and fight for America. It is the least we can do, and it is our children and our grandchildren's lives at stake. Stand up and fight. And stay informed at prosecutenow.io. That's where all the information is. If you want to donate to the cause, you can donate to the cause there. But now comes the homework. And Clay always warns you when I get on stage, I get really geeked out because I love going after the law. You remember that slide with the gun and the three different weapons? An infectious replication defective coronavirus, an injection of mRNA, and a deadly remdesivir that killed 53% of the Africans that it was put in. That three-gun, three-barrel weapon held by Anthony Fauci, held by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, invented by Ralph Baric, distributed by Gilead Sciences and Pfizer and Moderna. Remember those weapons? Well, now it's time to get really serious, and I'm going to ask you to take notes on this one, because what we need is the following. There are three crimes that we are now working with sheriffs, and we're working with district attorneys to actually bring criminal prosecution so that we see a perp walk of the people who've been killing humans over the last 2.5 years. By the way, I've been advised by even sheriffs within this very movement that this is a bridge too far. I'm going to tell you, until we have justice, there ain't no bridge too far. So let's call it what it is. There are three crimes. The first one is reckless homicide. And now listen, people. You're getting a lesson in the law because it's important that we actually identify the crime we want prosecuted. Reckless homicide. Every doctor or medical establishment that administered remdesivir resulting in death. If you have a person in your circle who was given remdesivir and within 14 days was dead, we need your information at prosecutenow.com. Did you hear what I just said? If you know anyone who was given remdesivir and 14 days later was dead, we need their names in our database at prosecutenow.com. The better case is if they got injected with mRNA and got remdesivir, because that way we have two different legal theories we can bring to the case. Premeditated murder and reckless homicide. Did you hear what I just said? That's a pretty cool story. Because it turns out that criminally negligent homicide is every doctor or medical establishment that actually administered the mRNA vaccine resulting in death. That is criminally negligent homicide. These, by the way, are felonies that put people away for the rest of their lives. This is the only fight we should be in right now. Because our children and our grandchildren's lives depend on us fighting now. The perp walk will stop this thing. Because when you actually get a criminal felony charge stuck against any of these perpetrators, the entire emergency use authorization liability shield falls, and Pfizer and Moderna have to pay for every wrongful death, every wrongful crime, every wrongful harm. All of the immunity shields fall away. All we need is one felony conviction. All I need is one AG, one sheriff, or one DA that happens to have in their jurisdiction one person who was shot with mRNA, injected with remdesivir, and dead. Listen, the dead cannot defend themselves, but we, the living, We, the living, have a sovereign responsibility to honor their life. If they paid for this crime with their life, in our lives, we owe them our sacred debt. Pay it, and make sure we hear from you. And last, premeditated murder. Premeditated murder. That's a heavy allegation, but let me lay it on the line for you. When remdesivir was suggested as a clinical alternative for COVID-19, remdesivir was known to have a 53% kill rate. There has never been an allegation in the entire history of the COVID pandemic that suggests that being infected with SARS coronavirus had a 53% mortality rate. Not once. Not ever. Nature never has killed 53% of its recipients with any pathogen ever. But remdesivir did. So when it was suggested as the solution, Ralph Baric, Gilead Sciences, and Anthony Fauci knew they were sending 53% of the people receiving remdesivir to their death. They knew it, and they did it to line their pockets and to kill Americans. That is a capital crime. That's premeditated murder in the first degree, and that is a capital offense. If you are serious about winning this war, be serious about helping us prosecute that particular crime, because we will get Fauci, Baric, and their colleagues on reckless homicide, criminally negligent homicide, and most importantly, premeditated murder. I need your help. I need the bodies of the people that you know, that you've lost, that are in your social circles, in your networks, in your churches, in your communities. I need to know them, because we are taking cases to DAs and two sheriffs. We're paying for it. Not asking for the public taxpayer to pay for it. We're paying for it. And by we, I mean, are you ready for this? My wife, Kim, Dave Martin, about 50 donors who have given us a few $100 each, and one major donor, and that's it. We're doing this. But we're doing it not to raise money. We're doing this because this country and the future generations of this country are worth every bit of our blood, every bit of our energy, and every bit of our treasure, and we will spare nothing until we get to the end. Not a thing. Before I get off stage, I want to let you know that several months ago I put out a challenge, and one very bold woman got up and said, "I accept the challenge." Her name is Christiana Shackelford. Christiana Shackelford has served this country for several decades. She is one of America's most decorated women in combat. She has served in every form to her best ability, and recently, because she refused to get the jab, she was actually given the opportunity to leave the service of the country that she loved. But she's not done serving this country. She set up an organization called Real Reactions. You haven't heard about it before because this is the first public announcement of it. But if you want to support a real patriot, a person who has actually given her life, stood in the way of trouble all around the world to defend our way of life, if you want to support a real American, go to realreactions.org and make sure that you let Christiana know that you're not only supporting her, but her foundation is to do what the federal government refuses to do, which is to take your donations and channel them to the people who have had injuries that the U.S. government will not compensate. That's what she's doing. She's doing the work of the public on behalf of all of us. We owe her a debt of gratitude. And if you want to support the work that Kim and I are doing, fullyliveacademy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is always an honor to stand before you. I want you to actually understand that every single one of you represents a family. Every single one of you represents a community. Every single one of you represents a father, a mother, a grandfather, a grandchild. You represent the future of this country. And when my ancestor, David Martin, first stepped foot on the shores of America, and that's right, Philadelphia in the early 1700s, while his father was still in prison for being a heretic in Germany, he made a very interesting declaration when he arrived. Being called a heretic is a badge of honor. I love to be the heretic that is fighting for this country. Three generations, three centuries later. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
This last clip is from attorney Thomas Renz. He began law with a mentor, the Nuremberg prosecutor and celebrated international lawyer Henry T. King Jr., who probably gave Thomas the moral compass to be currently the lead counsel in three major cases regarding COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, false death, and case data. Renz has sued the CDC, HHS, and in Ohio and New Mexico. So, here we go.
God bless you. We're going after him. Hey, you guys might be in trouble. You might have to hear from me again today because I got a lot to talk about. So, you know, we just heard a few things about Dr. Zev Zelenko. And let me tell you something about Zev Zelenko. He was a warrior. He was a warrior. Let me tell you why that's so important. So this week, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but, you know, I'm constantly doing this podcasts and newscasts and all these different things. And last couple weeks I've been kind of quiet. That's usually because I'm working on something. I can assure you there's no vacation. So I've been working on stuff. I've been kind of quiet. And this week, you know, I'm working on all this stuff, and I'm like, man, this is tough. It's tough. But let me tell you what we do when we're intimidated, when we feel fear, because everybody feels fear. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the willingness to stand in the face of it. We pray to God, say, God, give me some guidance, and that's what he does. He reminds me, it's not my fight, it's his. I'm just a vessel, right? And he reminds me that if it's his fight, I got nothing to be afraid of. Zev Zelenko knew that. Zev Zelenko died a warrior's death with honor. And that's what we have to learn from. Now, let me talk to you about this. I'm watching right now, and we've made a lot of progress on the COVID thing, obviously. I saw a really interesting thing from Gateway Pundit, and I'm kind of disappointed. They actually scooped me on this. Usually on the COVID stuff, I win the prize for finding it. But Haiti, 1.4% vaccination rate and pretty much the lowest COVID death rate on the planet. Huh. I'm confused. How could that be? So it's the only path for us to be safe for these jabs, right? That's why we fight. We continue to fight. We're fighting against corruption, and that's one of the things that I really want to talk about. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little teaser. I had really hoped to be able to announce the next big lawsuit that we're getting ready to file at this event. Unfortunately, I'm not quite ready. We're working on another little surprise for the other side, and we're just this close to getting it. And I'm asking for prayers. I need prayers. Lots of prayers. Prayers for strength. The attacks are coming hard and fast and furious. And putting this stuff together is tough, but I need prayers for strength. I need prayers for wisdom. I need prayers for God's will, because that's what we need to win this. So we're fighting. I can't give you the details on it, but what I can tell you is I don't know if any of y'all know Dr. Andrew Huff. Dr. Andrew Huff is a PhD, environmental epidemiologist, master's in security. Guy's got more degrees than I can count. You know, I'm a lawyer, so I can only count to like four. But, if I could do math, I'd be an engineer. But super respected. Brilliant, brilliant guy. He worked for EcoHealth Alliance a few years back. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to be suing people over, but I'll let you take a guess based on that. I think you should look it up. But I want to bring up Andrew's name because guess what? Andrew came forward, and you can see what he came forward about. I mean, he talked about EcoHealth corruption and what was going on in Wuhan when he was working there. And you know what he got for that? An absurd amount of harassment. So we're working with Andrew. Again, that's my secret project that you can probably guess at, but that I'm not going to disclose yet. One of them. There's more than one. But it should be pretty monumental. It should be. I think this will be another big nail in the coffin. Why is this so important, right? Because the jabs, you know, there's a lot of people not getting them, a lot of people refusing to ever get another one, and awful lot of buyer's remorse. And unfortunately, and this is, it's sad, but we're dealing with a lot of the fallout, we have sudden adult death syndrome now, right? I mean, coincidentally, people are just dying in their sleep who are young and healthy. I don't understand that. So, I love the audiences. You guys are awesome. So yeah, we got all these crazy things happening, but here's why it's important. Have you heard of monkeypox? You know, and I got to tell you, so we've been fighting to get information out on monkeypox right and left. Monkeypox, it's been around and been known about since the 1950s. No one ever cared. Now all of a sudden it's terrible and dangerous. You know, right after they did more gain-of-function work on it. By the way, if you're not aware, we've got the document talking about their gain-of-function work. It did happen. There's no question. We were behind on COVID. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve on this one. Now, here's the real question, though. We know they're working on gain-of-function on Ebola because, I mean, God knows that's not dangerous enough, and a bunch of other diseases. We don't know what the next pandemic is, but we do know Joe Biden, being the brilliant guy he is, already said, I need $80 more billion for the next pandemic. Are you guys mad yet? I am. I'm more than a little frustrated myself and angry, and well, that's why we try and do something about it. But the next one's coming. We don't know what it's going to be, but we know it's coming. We think it looks like, you know, they're trying to push this monkeypox. I saw a couple more articles, and so we're trying to be ahead of it. Now, I want to tell you that that's a really important thing, and I'm sharing like super secret strategy. So I hope no one's going to tell anybody. It's just between me and you and however many people are watching online. But we know they're watching online. And I'm going to tell you guys a kind of one of these secret little wins. You know, we have a lot of barometers that we use to watch and see what's happening. So Andrew Huff has been working with me for a while. But we haven't said anything about it because we had a lot of work to do. A lot of work. This is complicated stuff. Well, you know, like I said, he is getting harassed. So a couple weeks ago, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I had him, I do a little show on Brighteon. I think there's at least three of you that watch it. And I love Mike Adams. God bless that guy. But I had Andrew on my show. Now, you all will recall that the lab leak theory has been totally debunked. It clearly came from a bat in China, and you know, all that's garbage. I found it very interesting that within a week of me having Andrew on my show, suddenly the guy that's in charge of WHO, Tedros, and the guy in charge of the Lancet both spoke out about the possibility that we should be looking into this lab leak thing. They know a lawsuit's coming. We're not trying to be overly secret about the fact that a lawsuit's coming. And they're trying to get ahead of it, and good, because it's coming. Get ahead of it. When I talk later, I'm going to talk about some things that we're looking at in terms of expanding this fight beyond where we're at. I want you guys to understand something. The war against your freedom, against my freedom, against my children's freedom, against our future, and against our liberty is very, very all-encompassing. This administration is violating the law on a daily basis more than most administrations do over their entire 4 years. It is mind-blowing what these guys are doing. It's absolute disregard because our Republicans don't have the courage to do anything about it. By the way, if you think elections are good, does anybody really believe that Raffensperger really won in Georgia again? Remember, primaries are critical. I bring that up and it seems, what? Ren's talking about elections? Yeah, so I've done homework on that too. Wherever we look, we see this rotten core of corruption manifesting in our country. We have got to retake it. You are the solution, okay? If I go into court, and I've known this since day one, and I can prove it because since day one, I've got, you know, I can tell you what happened. On day one, they wanted to ignore us. Until the public wakes up and says, wait a second, there's garbage happening, and forces the politicians to say there's garbage happening, and until we get some of the access to some of this data, it's very difficult in the courts. There's a reason I'm out here. Nobody wants to look at my mug. The reason I'm out here is because I need you. I need you waking people up. I need you fighting. I need you doing what you do. I need you praying for us. I need you doing everything you can to make people aware of what's happening. I need everybody coming to these events. You know, I pay for these events, coming to these events out of my pocket, and I'm honored to do so because that man is kind enough to let me speak to you. That's my contribution. I fight 24/7. I need you to help me. Raise awareness. Get the word out. Get active local. This afternoon, I'm going to probably be talking a little bit more about the war in general and some of these things that are happening. For right now, I want to leave you guys with this. We're getting more on COVID, and it's critical to stop the next one that's coming. I need you guys to stand. I need you guys to fight local. I need everyone to do their part. God bless you and thank you.
I know some of this information is tough, but there's good information and you get the feeling for what's really happening out there with these kind of audios from presentations from some very, very courageous heroes. I took those clips that were just played from the Rumble Studio Thrive Time show from the series The Reawakening versus The Great Reset. To get more information on the upcoming events, see timetofreeamerica.com. There are many videos and other information available on both of those locations. The website, again, is timetofreeamerica.com if you want to find out about listening to them in person. I thank you for listening. Be safe. This is a special presentation of CosmicReality.com.